This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa ma tawfiquna wa la'tisamuna illa billah. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtad. Wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyan murshida. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعًا مرحومًا وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقًا معصومًا ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا ولنا فيها خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير في الصحيح أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوشك الأمم أن تداعى عليكم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها فقال قائل أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله قال بل أنتم يومئذ كثير ولكن غثاء كغثاء السيل ولينزعن الله من صدور عدوكم المهابة منكم ولا يقذفن في قلوبكم الوهن قالوا وما الوهن يا رسول الله قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت In the hadith of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he said there will be a time that people will come on to you The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims, wherever you are, like hungry people coming to a bowl of food, ila qas'a, you will be on the menu, you will be on the table being served. You will be the prey. And the Sahaba looked at each other and asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we going to be just the few of us, just defenseless? He said, no, on that day, there will be many of you. You might be many in numbers. 1.4 billion Muslims live on the face of the earth today. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاء كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ But you're weak, you're dispersed, you have no strength. Just like what floats on top of the flowing river. And your enemies will have no respect, mahaba. They will not think much of you. لَيَنْزَعَنَّ اللَّهُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ And weakness will be, or wahan, the word that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used, will be in your own hearts. And they said, what is that? And he said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ Too much attachment to the dunya. And hating death and akhirah. And when we read the hadith, and hear the hadith, we all can relate to the hadith. And Allah knows best. But we can say, Ya Rasulullah, you may be talking about our times. You may be talking about a time where Islam, the religion of Islam, the Muslims don't get respect. Not looked up to. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. We always find ourselves defensive, always defending our religion, always trying to state the obvious, always trying to say, we are not this, we are not that, we are not terrorists, we are not killers, we're good people. And Allah did not send the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be on the defensive. Allah sent the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be rahmatun lil alameen, to be khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas, to be the leaders, to be the best ummah, to be the role model, to be the example that people look up to and follow. Isn't that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about us? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. We made you the ummah of wasat. And the wasat is not only the ummah in the middle, not only the ummah of moderation, but the pinnacle. The word wasat can mean that as well. So isn't it time we reflect and ask ourselves as an ummah, what happened? What happened to us? How come? The ummah that should be in the front, leading the pack, being looked up to, is on the defense, always trying to do things just to survive, just to stay afloat. Are we just few? Do we lack in numbers? No. Do we lack in resources? Do we not have the Muslim world? Does the Muslim world have resources? We probably are the richest people on the face of the earth with resources. Do we not have the manpower? Muslims are the youngest ummah on the face of the earth. Statistically, we have manpower that is the envy of everyone else. So why? And to answer that question, brothers and sisters, we have many times responded with the very wrong answer, with the way that is not the Sunnah way, not Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam way. For our own ills, for our own problems, we made it a habit to blame someone else for it. We made it a rule to project our own faults and our own mistakes on something else. It is colonialism. It is the British. It is the French. It is Zionism. It is this and it is that. Why are we here? It's somebody else's fault. It's not our fault. The problem is not within us. نعيب زماننا والعيب فينا وليس لزماننا عيب سوانا نهج ذا الزمان بغير ذنب ولو نطق ذا الزمان هجانا. And if we don't face up, and if we don't look in the mirror, wallahi, brothers and sisters, nothing will change in this ummah. Nothing will change in our situation. As long as we keep blaming others, even in our local, each one of us have to always look first in the mirror and say, what can I do? To be better. What can we do as a community? What can we do as a group of people? And then what can we do as an ummah? Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam never blamed his enemies for any misfortune that happened to him or to the ummah or to his companion sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even in the worst of times, when he was wronged, and it was clearly not his fault, on the worst day of his life in At-Ta'if, when he was before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُ ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ. He said, to you I complain about the weakness of my strength. Make me stronger. To you I complain about the uselessness of my plans. Give me a better plan. قِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي. To you I complain about the disrespect that I'm getting from people. Make me more respectable. He did not say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I complain to you about them. I complain to you about their arrogance, about their strength, about their transgressions. وَلَوْ قَالَ لَصَدَقْ. And if he had said that, it would have been true. But that's not how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would approach his problems. He would look internally first. Look at our ummah. The worst disease that can come and infest into an ummah is deep into ours. It is called al-dhulm. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sayakunu umara, there will be leaders of this ummah. Yaghshahum غواش أو حواش من الناس يظلمون ويكذبون أو من النار في رواية من النار. They will be أمراء, they will be people, and there will be people coming to them to be around them. يكذبون ويظلمون. They lie and they transgress. They wrong others. فمن دخل عليهم وصدقهم بكذبهم وأعانهم على ظلمهم فليس مني ولست منه. Those who go to them and believe or transmit their lies, the propaganda, the leader, that we know they're worthless. صدقهم على كذبهم وأعانهم على ظلمهم and helped them in their transgression. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ليس مني ولست منه. That person is not from me and I am not from him. ومن لم يدخل عليهم ولم يعنهم على ظلمهم فهو مني وأنا منه. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against dhulm. When dhulm occurs and the ummah remains silent or helps or ignores transgressions within the ummah, فَعَلَى الْأُمَّةِ السَّلَامِ. Allah warned us for us not to be dhullam, not to be transgressors. Very early on, في عام الحزن, in the worst year, in the hardest year, in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a series of surah to help the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, to support them, to aid them, to show them the way. And those suwar are called Hudun wa akhawatuha. Hud and its sisters. Hud, Yusuf, Yunus. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Shayyabatni Hudun wa akhawatuha. Hud and its sisters brought gray hair to my head. In Hud, which was revealed in Mecca, it's a Meccan surah, where the Muslims were few, weak, and persecuted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Muslims and to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Stay on the straight path. You, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who repented with you. And do not transgress. Do not feel, all you Muslims, that if you are transgressed upon, that gives you a license to transgress. That is not خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. That is not the best ummah. That is not the role model that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to show mankind. When Muslims were being dragged through the alleys of Mecca, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them a permission to attack back. Because we are an example. When a transgression happens, we don't fight it with transgression. الظلم لا يحارب بالظلم. الظلم يحارب بالعدل. And now we see people call themselves part of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They flag a banner where his name is written on it, just below the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. You shall not kill a soul that Allah made sacred except with haqq. And in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ يَكْثُرُ الْهَرَجِ. قَالُوا وَمَا الْهَرَجُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ الْقَتْلُ الْقَتْلُ. At the end of time, there will be so much haraj. And they said, what is haraj? He said, killing, killing, death. In the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يزال المؤمن في فسحة من دينه ما لم يصب دما حراما. The mu'min still has hope, still has a lot to be hopeful for in his religion, as long as that person did not spill blood that is sacred. It is time we went back to the hadi, to the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about. When Muslims carried swords and went on, they were there to free people from the slavery and the oppression that people were in and under. But they were not conquering hearts with their swords. They were conquering hearts with their message. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. There is no compulsion in religion. That is our religion. That is our deen. Whomever kills a soul as if he killed mankind, and whomever revives a soul as if he revived mankind, that is the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest fatah that happened at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a peace treaty. A peace treaty. It was not a battle. Suratul Fatah, still there in our Quran to be read and recited. Allah called it the Surah of Fatah. إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. It was about the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. It wasn't about conquest of Mecca. It was about a peace treaty. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave in too much in the eyes of the Sahaba, that many of them were so angry that the first time in their whole lives they did not obey an order, a command from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. Because they felt that that was just so unfair. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Inna fatahna laka fathan mubina. And Umar came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Awa fathun huwa ya Rasulallah? Is this really fatah? Conquest? This we just did? He said, I wallahi innahu la fatah. Yes, by Allah it is. Because Islam is not about territorial gains. It's not about what the enemies of Islam tell you or trying to tell the world. That Islam is about ruling the world or trying to overcome or trying to conquer. Islam is about justice. Islam is about peace. Islam is about rahmah and mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ We send you only, Ya Muhammad, as a mercy to mankind. And if we Muslims do not absorb that message, understand that message, and know why Muslims had to carry swords to spread the rahmah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will never be able to walk in their footsteps. We will never be able to be khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. أقول ما تستمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Come closer, inshallah. Make as room as much room as possible, inshallah. And again, check your cell phones. Make sure every cell phone is either turned off or on vibration. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, we will not worry about Islam. We will not worry about the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that revealed this message, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that guarantees that this message will go on. What we worry about is us. What we worry about is our situation, is our understanding and our adherence to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to that dhikr. And we have to take practical steps. We have to learn. We have to understand. We have to step outside our emotions and absorb the light, the knowledge that came with this messenger, the best of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, and only then, the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And we have to stop thinking about Nasr, the victory, as a military term. The Nasr is when the message is up, when the message is delivered, and then people have the right to take it or reject it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us His nasr. If the sulh of Al-Hudaybiyah was called the fatah, that was a nasr. That was a victory. Islam was not spread by the swords, brothers and sisters. Islam is a message that occupies the hearts. If Islam was spread by the sword, then when the swords were broken, Islam would go away. Indonesia turned Muslim under the Dutch occupation. Most Muslim territories, where most Muslims in the world live today, were not conquered by any military conquests. They were conquered by the word, by the message, by the schools, by people who understood La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and what it stands for. We cannot lose track. We cannot lose sight of what that message is about. And now we have groups in our ummah that play with the minds and the hearts of our children and trying to recreate a different message and twist. And there's only one thing that is in common between them and the enemies of the religion, is they both agree on the same concepts that are wrong. They both tell you that Islam has to be spread by violence and by the sword. They both believe in blood. But the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. When he captured the worst of his enemies, when they were right there, he said, you go. When he could take his revenge, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he let them all go. Even the ones that were condemned and sentenced, they were all brought back to him. And they were all released. That is the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's what's upon this ummah to carry. And then and only then, we become again خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return to the Islam its glory. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return to the Islam its respect. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are ya'muruna bil ma'roof. And to make us of those who are yanhawna anil munkar. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة